Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Unmask and Identify Radio. I am your host, Jeray Speaks, where we talk about faith, life, marriage, and everything that surrounds our purpose. So make sure that you get your favorite beverage and a pen and a notepad as we dive into today's topic. I look forward to hearing from you guys and also to push you where God has purpose for your life. Welcome to the discussion on Unmask and Identify Radio. Hey, hey.
Good morning.
Great morning, guys. Today we're going to be talking about what happened to your faith. A lot of times we can lose faith in pivotal times in our lives, right? And what I mean by that is we can look to everything else to be a source instead of building the momentum of our faith. I've been there before, and I'm sure you have too. We know that in Scripture, in God's Word, in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, reads, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God." That's verse 8. Verse 9 says, "Not of works, let any man, lest any man should boast." And I love those key scriptures about faith because we know sometimes we can be caught up in thinking we're doing everything to please God and be faithless in our works, to where the works of our hands does not please God. It's the faith that we have backing us that moves God. So in retrospect, when we are doing things for the kingdom and we get burnt out, weary, but we keep going, you know, like that choo-choo truck, and it goes chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. We can think we're progressing, you know, Lord, I'm doing this for you, but have no faith behind what we're doing. And the Lord is looking upon us like, you're doing all these things, but where is the faith that's being drawn out of the well? And so I've been there many times where I'm just like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I'm getting burnt out. I'm just like, Lord, I'm holding on to you. But my faith was cracking. The works that I was doing in my hands were seeming like they were progressing and growing, but I was not moving in faith. I was allowing the works to be offered up to God, but my faith was stale. My faith was not at a point where it should have been. And I know that also it says that if we have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you know, it will grow. I don't think my faith was even that strong back then because I was going through so much. And, you know, sometimes when we go through things, we let our faith fall. I'm not going to say all, but sometimes in most situations where it seems like things are crushing you, right? And I'm just going to backtrack some years back, and maybe this will help you. It may not be the same situation, but maybe it will help you get to a place where you will pick back up your faith and you'll notate where you need to find rest in building up your faith, not resting on your faith, but resting while you are gaining back that faith. A lot of you that know me or may be new or may be familiar with me, I am Jeray Speaks, and I am the founder of Mend the Vow. How Mend the Vow was birthed was in the most crucial way that God has ever laid anything in my hands. I was broken, was broke, let's be honest, in a failed marriage, coming back from a separation for, I want to say, the first time. And I say for the first time, because to my knowledge, somebody exposed what my ex-husband did and allowed me to know that he cheated before that. That's why I say the first time. And so with that knowledge, I was too done. I was done. And the Lord set mend the vow on my heart. And I wasn't looking to do ministry. I was just looking to be healed. I wasn't looking to, you know, do anything. And I remember I was blogging on my other platform, and God tugged at my heart to shut everything down and to focus on mend the vow. And in hindsight, I thought that he was giving me the go-ahead to move forward in my marriage. You know, I started building, you know, slowly but surely. I was going back and forth with God about this other platform that I had. I was like, Lord, why should I shut this down? I did this, and I built it. I was letting the work of my hands convince God, right? But there was no faith behind that work. I was just doing it to keep my sanity because my marriage was failing. I was in school, out of school. I had a job, didn't have a job. I was going through things, and something fell in my lap at a time where I wasn't even thinking about serving the body of Christ. I'm going to be all the way honest, I wasn't, because my heart was bruised, and all I wanted God to do was take care of that pain for me so I could come out of that place. I had no faith that he could do it because I was just bruised and wrecked in my spirit. And I had to remember a lot of things that happens in dark and ugly areas. God commissions it to have faith. And so prior to my website of how it looks now, I had another website on mendaval.com. And as I was building it, it took a long time for me to nurture it and grow it. And when I did give up that other platform, it felt like I lost a baby because I had put so much work into it. And when I really had to sit down and really allow God to form what now is the greatest ministry in my hands for my generation. Yeah, because I'm speaking boldly about what God has placed in my hands, because it wasn't the work behind what has become. It's the faith that has driven it to be all that it's going to be with God's help. And it's not finished yet. It is something that was birthed in a place, in a pit, and God has drawn it to become a place where it's growing in the palace in the kingdom of God. I speak on these things because I want to draw you out of a narrative that your works is going to please God. No, it's faith. Faith that moves the heart of God. Now, we all know that faith without works is dead, but your faith is going to drive God each and every time. It's going to move his heart, even in the smallest things, where you see stuff being frail, where you see things being broken, and you can look at that thing and say, I have faith in God and genuinely mean it from your heart. God's going to move on this thing. God is going to breathe on this. God is going to extend this. God is going to do this. And as you become broader and grow in your faith, don't let no one deter you. Now, getting back to the heart of how everything grew, I started focusing my attention on my marriage. And that kept my faith. But what broke off was what I needed to see. The blinders came off. From 2017 until 2018, 19, and 20, I began to fast and pray like I never did before in my life. I was consistent, inconsistent, but I still was at the feet of Jesus trying to figure out, Lord, where did I go wrong in this thing? the description of my heart thought that God was giving me mend the vow to mend my marriage. Mm-mm. It went deeper than that. Have you ever felt like God gave you something and he told you to stand and you went about it in the way that you thought God told you to, but it was something deeper than that? When I think of mend the vow, I thought of mending the vows in my marriage. Not that I have broken them, but that something in that needed to be mended. And so I began to just focus on restructuring and praying for marriages worldwide. I began to fast, pray, and it wasn't until early 2020. Now, all that time I had began praying, right? Oh, focusing on marriages, speaking on this, speaking on that, cultivating a ministry around marriages. And God had to give me a deeper revelation. And as I was, as COVID was beginning to happen last year and breaking out, God moved me from California to Mississippi, where I currently reside. And he just began to unfold what the definition of mend the vow was and is. He said it's not just about marriage, Jeray, even though that's the key ingredient to what mends something that's broken. It's about going into that deeper place and mending every vow that you broke with me. And when I got that revelation, I was like, what? It's like, yes. And as you begin to mend your vows, I'm going to teach you how to help men and women of God that are saved and unsaved mend their vow unto me and unto themselves, because there are hidden treasures that are locked away that needs to be birthed out. And it blew my mind that this revelation came 3 years after he gave me this ministry. And that's when a change came in how God was showing me how to delegate the message, the platform, and the ministry. God told me, he said, I need you to shut down mendthevow.com. He didn't tell me why. This was back in June of 2020. He didn't tell me why. I went back and forth. Here I went again, see, thinking that my works was pleasing God. I was all like, Lord, I built that website. I love it. God was all like, shut it down. And I'm thinking in my head like, oh, my God, mend the vow is coming to an end. I didn't know. He didn't give me no further instructions. And I went back and forth with God for 4 days, as I said. And my heart sunk. And as I was beginning to yield this thing unto God that he already told me to do, you know, when God tells us to do something, we automatically think, oh, it's going to be a cakewalk. You know, I'm just going to be obedient. Oftentimes it doesn't happen like that. And so as I was beginning to trust God, whatever the outcome was for him telling me to do this, as I surrendered this thing to him and I said, okay, God, without physically doing it at first, I had to give him my yes physically first. And then he was just like, clear as day. He said, now put your website under construction. I'm like, what? And to me, I was thinking, like, how come you just didn't tell me that at first? And, you know, oftentimes we don't supposed to question God. But I had to have more understanding. And as I cried, I put the whole website under construction. And as I did that, God said, now rebrand. I was like, what? He said, yeah, rebrand. And he was telling me to combine ministry and business. And I was so against that. I was like, God, my ministry and my business does not run on the same platform. They do not coincide together. He said, oh, but not so. And I had to wrestle with that thing. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And God knows what we can battle and what we can take on. God knew how frustrated I was running a lot of different platforms. He knew that the occupancy of my attention span could only go so far when I need to concentrate and I'd be jumping all over the place on different platforms, executing the work, but behind the scenes, tired, frustrated. And he was like, I need to give you something that is going to settle your spirit, both in ministry and business. And when I looked at that, I had to dig deep into myself. More healing came. More restoration came. My faith woke back up alive again. And I worked diligently on the rebrand of mensofvow.com. And when I worked on that, I cried. I stopped. I lay before God. I took weeks off sometimes. But from July, August, September, October, November, I worked. I worked, 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 worked. And as I began to work, God gave me a release date of when everything should be finished. And I didn't think I was going to be able to meet that deadline. But as I began to meet deadlines, I burst into tears. When God began to unlock things that I thought I never would reach inside of the way that I did business and ministry, it pulled on my faith even more. And I'm going to tell you something about faith in the marketplace and faith in ministry. They go hand in hand. Because when you were loosing bounds and releasing bounds and releasing the limits off God, He'll show you stuff. He'll show you how to market. He'll show you how to have faith. He'll show you how to stretch. He'll show you how to break generational curses and wealth. He'll show you. Now, does everything apply overnight? Yes. But do you have to wait? Yes. And in waiting, you have to have faith. You have to have faith where it's unshakable, even when something tries to come and shake everything that you have prayed for. And so I want to encourage you all to look at your faith and to look at what happened to it. Look at what shifted you from that mindset of just having faith, where God ordered your steps, where God set you free, and where He showed you how to pull on everything that you needed from Him when building and applying everything in faith. You have to nurture where you are. If you do not nurture where you are, you'll be left behind wondering, why am I still stuck here? Wondering, why am I not progressing? Wondering, how come everything is falling away? And what that means is, you have to learn how to do it different. You know, they have this saying out there, do it afraid. But I'm a change the trajectory of that. Do it bold and do it in faith. Even while you're shaken. Even while you're praying in the midnight hour. Even when it seems like everything is falling apart around you. Do it in faith. Get up. Be intentional. Even if you feel like you're running behind on time, guess what? Sometimes your schedule will be shaky. Sometimes it will be crazy. Sometimes it will be bananas. I'm going to give you guys another tip. I was supposed to wake up at 4 o'clock this morning, right? I didn't lay my head to the pillow until almost 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, because I stayed up late working. But I was still determined to get up, tired and all. It wasn't because I wanted to get up. I heard God in my ears say, keep your time. Keep your time. And I was all like, Lord, I can reschedule. He was like, no, keep your time. Because let me tell you, the power of agreement with God is something that I learned that draws you into a deeper faith place with God. Because we can think, oh, we scheduled this and, you know, I can just do it another day. You put something
into transition. It's kind of like you deposit something into your faith ATM. And I was like, God, you're really teaching me how to soar more. You're really teaching me how to persevere and how to endure more. Even at the age of 39, when we think, yeah, I know there's some 39-year-olds that may be listening to this, maybe present or future, or even the older generation, you know, because this younger generation, you know, when they put their minds to things, it's said and done. Even us older, the older generation, you know, us millennials, we have things said and done, but sometimes we can reach stumbling blocks just as much as the younger generation can. But we all have a different demographic when we bounce back from things. That's what I want to say. Faith-wise, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, you know, it derives from a different place in us as individuals. And so when you are questioning what happened to my faith, you don't always have to go back to where, when, and how. You measure yourself to where you are now. And when I say measure, you encourage yourself. Okay, this happened, and yes, my faith lingered over this way, but you make a determination in your mind that you're going to get up and that you're not going to allow what happened yesterday, last month, last year, years prior to that, test you and staying down, or allow it to wrestle with where you need to be. We have to rely on structure, rely on the evidence of where God needs us to be. And in doing so, we have to capture some things in the spirit realm. We have to learn. Everything that's coming for us is not always meant for us to grab. Catch that in the spirit. Because what tries to grab your attention is not always going to be a faith walk. It's not always going to be, oh, I need to do this. No. What you do is you use wisdom and seek God and have faith that whatever is for you will come to you in God's timing. That's a faith move. If God has drawn you to become a voice to the nations, he's just not going to send you out there half done or half baked or however you want to detail it. Let's just use this narrative. Say, for instance, if you just got a new car, you know, you had it in your mind for a few months that, you know what, Lord, I think I'm financially stable where I can go to the car lot, pay this amount on a car, and you base it on the contingent of how much you make. You're spreading yourself thin. I'm going to tell you why. God can have a balloon payment dropping into your lap, right? But you're placing limits of what you already have deposited into your natural bank account instead of what's deposited already into your heavenly financial account. You have to learn how to draw by faith the good things of God and what's true and what's acceptable and what he desires for your life. Take your desires out of the equation for a moment and see if this very thing that you desire is going to align with the will of God in faith, and if it's going to be good to you. Let's be honest and let's be real. If you wake up one day and say, Lord, I deserve a Bugatti. I deserve a Lamborghini. I deserve a Maserati. I deserve to live in Africa and also have dual citizenship in the United States. And I deserve for COVID to be over because I can't take the endurance of being at home anymore. Mind you can have the greatest faith in the world, right? Not knocking your desires, right? And you can petition God for all these things. Your hands can be clean before him. And he may very well answer everything that you asked him for. But guess what? You still have to have the faith to see that come to fruition. And as you are having faith for God to plant those things in your hands, you still got to work. You still got to work. Work in faith. Work in faith. I'm going to say it again, as I said it earlier. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to tell y'all something, and I don't share this with much. I am 39. I have no children. But guess what? Faith that God is going to do it. It's been prophesied over my life too many times that I am going to bear natural kids. Guess what? I know that God is going to do it. Nothing can shake my faith. Nothing can shake my faith. I am going to be married happily. Nothing is going to shake my faith. But guess what? As I am waiting in faith and God is gathering things to align in that timing in my life, I still have the faith. And while I'm waiting, I am working on self. I'm having a faith that I am going to soar in every area of ministry, every area of my business, every area of where God has planted me to walk, not only to these nations, but around this globe. I have unshakable faith. Even in times where it seems like I don't have it all together, I still have faith. Even at times where I feel like I feel broken inside, where it seems like I can't get it together, where it seems like I keep making mistake after mistake after mistake, guess what? This is Unmasked Unidentified Radio. We hold no bars here. You know, we dig from the well and we dig to grow. We dig to see change. We dig to seek God in everything. And so find your faith again. That's what I want to leave you with. Find your faith again. Find it again. And as you are finding your faith again, take off the mask. Take off everything that is holding you back. As I said, I got up this morning, and I was going to reschedule. I'm like, Lord, no, God, I'm tired, I'm sleepy. And I wanted to sleep in, honestly. I wanted to go back to sleep. I'm like, well, I can get up and I can pray a little bit later. But he was like, keep your time. Be obedient to the voice of God. Know that God is forever, forever here. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. So talk to him. Declare a thing today in your faith and watch God match you where your faith is. Please God with your faith, not with your works. Please him. And so with that, I just want to exit out with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you, Father God, every ounce of us. We have faith, Father God, to move mountains. We have unshakable faith, Father God, that you're going to, Father God, release every promise upon our lives in your timing. We pray right now, Father God, over our minds, over our hearts, and over our spirits, oh God, that everything, Father God, that will try to hold us back, Father God, we break that and we bind it back to the pit of hell right now. We decree and declare, Father God, that all things, Father God, are lining up with our faith, that, Father God, we will not back down. Whatever that we are facing right now, Father God, we release it to you, Father God, because you said, Father God, that you will put no more on us than we can bear. And that, Father God, that your burdens, Father God, you'll take them on for us because your yoke, Father God, you have, Father God, presented us. You have presented us a way of escape. You said, Father God, over Psalms 110, that if we remain at your right side, that we will see, Father God, our enemies become our footstool. So, Father God, we just thank you on today. We give you glory and we give you honor, oh God. And, Father God, we know, Father God, that nothing, Father God, can be undone, Father God, once you are in it. And, Father God, we give you this day. Move, Father God, upon us, Father God. Breathe into everything, Father God, that we have, Father God, before you today. And we thank you and we love you and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace and know that God loves you and know that he is a restorer of those that diligently seek him and that he will be with you. For more encouragement and daily inspiration, follow me on social media at MendTheVow and make sure that you visit my website, MendTheVow.com, to learn more about what I do. God bless you all.